Going to start this hour, though, by talking business. The Cave is reopening. Great news in downtown Chapel Hill, but still a number of businesses downtown have been closing recently, the Cave being one briefly. Of course, the bookshop, Chapel Hill Comics, a couple, several months ago last year. R&R Grill will be closing at the end of this weekend, and a couple of others that we can think of. That's got people thinking about the state of business in Chapel Hill in general, and downtown Chapel Hill in particular. And to talk about that and more, we're joined here in the studio by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carbrew at Chamber of Commerce. CarolinaChamber.org is their website. He just got back from Lawrence, Kansas, which is where the inner city visit is going to be later on this year. So we'll talk about that too in a little while, because I'm excited to hear about that trip. But Aaron, thanks for being with us today in the studio.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me. That's a host of exciting things to talk about.
I know, and it's just kind of, I've got this list of all of these questions I want to ask. It's just kind of scratching the tip of the iceberg. So let's talk about the state of business in downtown
sure.
Chapel Hill. I got a number of businesses, kind of high profile,
closing.
Kind of beloved businesses that are closing down.
And beyond downtown.
And beyond downtown
and
as well.
That Twig
right?
and Grimble Jewelers yep. and Kitchen Works.
And Goldworks now also
and
in
Goldworks.
University Place, yeah. So is this unusual, or is this something that we just typically see and we're just noticing it right
so
now?
So I think it is unusual, but no reason for panic. Mm-hmm. I think two things are going on. Thing one has to do with the recession. People's leases are expiring now in 2018. If you have a 10-year lease and it expires in 2018, it means you signed it in 2008. And when you signed it in 2008, it was the best price you could ever get, right? We were into our recession. There's incredible pricing trying to get businesses in, and they've locked in on that pricing for 10 years. And so now that lease is up, and the price is going up back to a more market rate, and that is causing some people to really rethink. Their business model worked for a discounted price but doesn't work at a market rate. That's thing one. Thing two is it seems like that a bunch of people started businesses about the same time in the 1970s, and they're all about 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And in our community, we don't have a great history of passing business along on families. And so a host of business owners are nearing the end of their working career and are making choices about what they want to do with their future and may not have children to pass their businesses to. And buying retail right now is not a very popular thing in an age of Amazon. So the confluence of those things, I think, leads to a unique thing going on in 2018, but I don't think speaks to any dismal outlook for the future of business in Chapel Hill and Carbrew.
What is a good metric for kind of gauging the health of a community's business environment or,
sure.
or a downtown?
There's a couple things we can look at. One of them is retail sales, mm-hmm. and we have data on how retail sales have gone over time. And not only because we haven't grown a lot of new retail establishments, but we have seen retail sales go up constantly and forever. So retail sales continue to grow in our market. That's sign one. The other one is about openings. And there's a great deal of openings happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're really sad to see what goes, right? People still ask me about Piwacket. But they love what's in its place. Or they ask...
Is that before my time?
I've heard
tell of Piwacket. Well,
Piwacket
yeah.
is down at what used to call the Quadrangle, where Vimala's is. And the Greek restaurant
yes.
right there on Kipos.
Kipos, which I do like a lot.
Used to be Piwacket.
Okay.
And so when these transitions happen, new things get born. Let's just use the example of when Southern Season closed its warehouse in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got Yep Rock Records and a confluence of hipsters into downtown Hillsboro. So new openings is a good sign. Retail sales is a good sign. Strength of what we're able to demand in terms of price on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So prices are holding or going up in terms of what retail spaces are going for. There are some vacancies. Our downtown remains very healthy, still a super majority locally owned and operated, probably 80, maybe even 90% locally owned and operated, and the vacancy rate is really low.
Yeah, and I know I've talked with Meg McGurk about this too, of the Downtown Partnership, and she's kind of pointed to the vacancy rate as being you want a little bit, you want kind of 10 or 15%, which also means when you're walking down the street, you see one out of every 10 storefronts empty, and you start thinking about that, but that's actually not a bad thing for
you. Need
downtown.
To have some space for folks to grow and for folks to flex into.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not had that in office, which has led people when they grow to move. But that's going to change. Glenn Lennox is a great example that if we could build that spec 100,000 square foot office building, that would allow both recruitment as well as retention.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about Glenn Lennox in a second because
sure.
a lot of exciting developments there. But getting back to downtown, as you're saying that things are coming back to the market rate, does that make you worry at all that eventually down the road that it might start to get to the point where it is too expensive for like a local business to be in downtown?
Well, I think lots of downtowns are having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from the International Downtown Association's college town conference, right? So there's Berkeley and Boulder and Burlington, Vermont, and all these college downtowns having this conversation. Mm-hmm. In Boulder, they can charge as much as $70 a square foot. We're charging $30 a square foot. They're charging $70 a square foot, and still locally owned and operated businesses are thriving.
Okay.
It means you have to have sales.
Yeah.
It's not the price of the rent, it's the activity on the sales. And so as we can make our downtown more attractive, easier to get to, more family friendly, Meg's done a great job with that. But we've got to drive people into our downtowns, parking, ease of access. But the sales, if they support it, will help businesses thrive there.
Yeah, which is also why Chapel Hill is being very forthcoming about their new parking initiative, right? Lots to love and park on the hill.
Correct. We got to let people know how easy it is.
Yeah.
So go to the website and check that out. The other thing will happen is if you have vacancies, the price will drop.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, like, the first stuff that opened at 140 West Franklin was not able to sustain that rate. So now they've lowered the rate to one that's more tenable, and we think that we'll see those businesses
I did just
thriving.
See Hop's Burger Bar today.
Hops
I don't know if they've
opening.
Been open for a couple of days, but I was just downtown, and they were open today.
They
so,
are
yeah.
open. There's a wonderful place right next to them, Fruta Bowl.
Fruta Bowls,
I enjoyed that as well, and then I think more folks on their way.
Yep. Purple Bowl, I think, is better because you can get the different sizes. Like, you get the regular size acai bowl. Like, you're full by the time you're three quarters of the way down.
Now, the fact
they're
that
both
acai
terrific,
bowls
though.
Are a
they're
thing,
a thing now,
right?
Right? Yeah.
Right?
So I'm super excited about that. Yeah. And it feels like you're eating ice cream, but it's healthy, right? We can tell ourselves that.
So they say.
So they say. I'm going to keep saying that forever because that's
super
tasty.
I've not read the ingredient list, but it is super yummy. And if folks haven't seen it, a great deal of new Asian opportunities,
yes.
Asian flavors in our downtown.
Yep, absolutely. Speaking with Aaron Nelson, carolinachamber.org is the website, and you mentioned College Town, the International Conference of College Towns, and speaking of which, you just got back from Lawrence, Kansas, which is where the inner city visit is going to be later on this year. So what did you learn in Lawrence, and what did you learn also from the conference, best practices from other towns?
Both of them are really interesting. Regarding Lawrence, and I'd invite everyone in the community who wants to come, every 2 years we take up to 100 people to another college town, and it's civic and social leaders, it's you listening at home, anybody who wants to be a part of this, we'll go in late September, September 23rd through 25th. Anyway, we did an advanced trip with the Visitors Bureau and the Downtown Partnership and Economic Development offices from the cities and county, and we met with 60 different people over a course of 20 meetings in 2 days, from the mayors to senior leadership at the university and in the downtown. The things we saw that really stood out, one is an incubator, accelerator, culture, atmosphere, and specifically facility that were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Launch 2.0. What is the future of university partnership with the private sector and local government? And their biotechnology center is innovative and creative and beautiful, and I think that it will inspire us. We also saw some really exciting partnerships between community colleges and the people of the community on training folks technically for work opportunity. That was excellent. And then we saw they called it the Pavilion. It was a partnership between the university and the Parks and Rec. It had 10 indoor basketball courts. It had indoor soccer field. It had tennis courts. It was this mega driver of visitors. It was bringing in people for tournaments. And
nice.
If you're a parent in this town, you know that you drive your kid to the tournaments everywhere else.
Yeah,
but we don't
yeah.
have a facility to host.
Compared to like the Sportsplex in Hillsboro?
Times seven or eight.
A lot bigger.
It was a lot bigger. And they did it for the purpose of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Our Visitors Bureau has been talking about, it's called a demand generator. What
mm-hmm.
will bring people into this incredible community? And what was unique is how it got built on university land in partnership with their athletic department, with the Parks and Rec folk and the Chamber and Business Communities leadership. It's beautiful and brilliant, and I think that'll inspire us to think about what we could do in our community.
Awesome. I'm excited about the Lawrence trip just because a couple of years ago I had a chance to go out to Lawrence just for personal reasons. I'm just walking up and down the streets downtown. I'm like, man, this would be a perfect city for the inner city visit.
It really is. It
yeah.
was five blocks of active downtown retail.
Yeah.
And that was very exciting to see. Locally owned and operated business after business after business. 65 festivals a year in their downtown.
Awesome.
That's a lot of activity.
Yeah, that is. That is. Speaking with Aaron Nelson, so let's get back to Chapel Hill because you mentioned Glenn Lennox and you mentioned sort of commercial office development there, but they just made some major, major announcements, including one that is, I know, near and dear to your heart, which is the master leasing program, which you have written editorials about. It's a terrific idea. Glenn Lennox getting on board with that. I think Justice United was very excited about this, too. I saw them posting about it on social media. So what is master leasing? What is the concept? How does it affect the affordable housing issue? And what's happening at Glenn Lennox?
So a master,
I like to ask eight questions all at once.
Hit them all
quick. Take a step back.
So master leasing is a new way to get more affordable housing faster. Mm-hmm. The old model is we build houses or we negotiate it from a developer to give us some. And it's got us housing. It's been really helpful. We have 200 and some odd permanently affordable units. But we need to do more and we got to do it faster. So master leasing would be, imagine if we went to a developer and all throughout town we leased, I don't know, 50 apartment complexes. Say the apartment complex cost $700 a month and the person can only afford to spend $400 a month, we would then subsidize the $300 difference. So for $3,600, that's 300 times those 12 months, you could put somebody in housing. Mm-hmm.
Who's we there that's doing the
subsidizing? So the we would be, is not yet known. It could be a partnership, a coalition, and a local agency that is trusted. Mm-hmm. But some group, an agency, would lease a unit, and then we could take, and whether it's for folks in our that are the working poor living in our homeless shelter or simply working poor living outside of market, or, I mean, heck, first-year teacher who only has $600 to spend on housing, let's subsidize existing units. We hear lots of talk of all these new units coming into market. Well, let's grab a hold of some of them, mm-hmm. Both new and existing units, and then provide subsidy to put people in housing. It is super inexpensive. It's fast. Our math was for $100,000, we could put 20, 25 folks in housing today for a year, when normally it would take over $100,000 to build one single unit.
Yep.
And we've got to go faster than we're going right now.
Yeah, and we've kind of seen that with the affordable housing bond that Orange County passed, which was $5 million. Dollars. A great amount of money.
It disappeared really fast.
It disappears quickly.
So we're not suggesting that we divert from what has been working for us.
It's not an either or,
it is
right?
Not.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
it's
an
in addition
Let's
to.
Let's take a little
yep.
piece of the pie and invest in a new model. And so the exciting part about Glenn Lennox is Glenn Lennox said two things. One thing was they would put units into master leasing. They would pledge five of their units, and it's really a beautiful community, right? You walk to school, you walk to the grocery store, and they would let those be master leased and then subsidized. Now the tenant doesn't need a credit check because it's guaranteed. Now the tenant can move in right away. The second thing that Glenn Lennox has always said is that they will hold, if you've lived there for 5 years, you can continue to rent there, even as it redevelops, for the rest of your life at a capped price. You will pay the same rent for the rest of your life with a small adjuster for cost of living index. So with a CPI adjuster, you may even be living in the brand new units that they are going to build. And that was a way to maintain the affordability of their neighborhood. That's incredible.
That's
both
really
of those
cool.
things are exceptional choices by a developer that clearly understands our community's
values. And what about the office space?
Office space, super exciting too. Next to their new apartment complex, which they will begin soon, we hope that they will be able to make the math work on bringing an office building out of the ground. 100,000 square feet, Class A office space right there on the boulevard to help us retain our growing companies and maybe recruit some from outside of market.
Very cool. Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, CarolinaChamber.org is the Chamber's website. I just had the big membership drive, and I don't think I've talked to you since then, so how did that go?
Exceptional.
I've heard good things.
Oh, it was really amazing. 200 volunteers came together and invited people to join the Chamber. We really were able to successfully grow our network. 197 new businesses joined our organization, invested, generating about $130,000 of new investment into our economic and community development work. We've been very busy over the last 2 weeks welcoming and greeting and calling them on the phone, but some old businesses have been in town for a long time, some brand new folks. Our Chamber of Commerce is more successful the bigger and more robust our network is. Mm-hmm. And we're very proud to welcome these
folks.
That's
a pretty big network already. So to say that there are 197 more businesses out there that can be brought into the Chamber also says good things about the state of the business community.
We think it is healthy, and it's a regional business community. Mm. But our members probably employ more than 90,000 folks in the region. And our members are growing a little outside of Chapel Hill and Carrboro now, southwest Durham, northern Orange. We drew these county lines in the 1800s, right? They don't make a whole lot of sense for today's labor shed.
Yeah.
And so our chamber is intent on helping this sort of regional economy grow.
Very cool. So upcoming events, I know we've got the Bees coming up in a week and a day.
I know. That is so exciting. 300 folks to a monster event at Playmakers Theater, red carpet. And Emmys meets MTV Music Awards. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Jeff Polish is our MC from the Monty, an incredible storyteller, a very funny man who will be emceeing the event. We'll do 10 Business Excellence Awards. We'll do a host of WCHL, The Hill, People's Choice Awards. And then the after party is downtown. We have shuttles running, and it'll go late into the night.
Very cool.
So folks will check that out.
The
Bees, the Business Excellence Awards.
Yep. A week and a day from now. So online, visit carolinachamber.org for that. Anything else that people want to know about sort of the state of the business community? What worries you right now more than anything?
A competitive advantage. What worries me is I think Chapel Hill was like UNC women's soccer. We're the best of the best, and nobody was ever close, right? What was going on in downtown Durham or across the state or in Raleigh? But just like women's soccer, everybody else gets competitive fast. And now national championships, we win some, we lose some, everybody's really good. That's what's going on with us. Chapel Hill has always been exceptional. We still are, but others are making gains. And so what is our competitive advantage? Why be here and not downtown Cary? Why be here and not any of the other places you can choose that are starting to really thrive in different ways? And so how do we put ourselves on a map nationally in competition with Austin and Boston and Berkeley and Cambridge, but also once you've chosen the triangle, how can we continue to remain competitive? Great schools, quality of life, public art, amenities, bike and ped, all of those things we'll have to continue to invest in to hold our place as one of the best college towns in America.
CarolinaChamber.org for more information on the Chamber of Commerce. Get ready for the Bees in a week and a day, and mark your calendars for what, September 23rd, 24th, 25th?
Yep, September 23rd, 24th, 25th. Come join us in Lawrence. We'll see you next Friday at the Bees, and if you ever need anything, we're just down the street from WCHL. Come visit us.
Aaron Nelson, thank you so much.
Thank you.